so we're up to now, we're up to trying to figure out where it goes, where Al Nisim goes. Given if you want to do it in benching, right, for some Nisa, whatever, so where do you put it? Where do you put it? Do you put it in where we put it, in Hadah, in Noda? Or do you put it in Rachim, in Bnei Yerushalayim, right before Bnei Yerushalayim, the same place where we put an ordinary, put Ritzai and Yalav Yalav? Right? So Rav Huna, who is it? Mishorim Rav Huna. Yeah, I'm sorry, Rav Huna Bar Yehuda. First thought to sit in Bnei Yerushalayim. Rav Shesha told him, no, like Tefillah. Just like in Tefillah you do an Adah, so do Rav Shesha do an Adah. Right? Right, so it's a machlokas basically, or maybe he gave in, but it's a machlokas. Right. Do you do it in Hoda, or do you do it in Rachim? So what's the sense of doing it there? So Tosos explains a little bit. I mean, I think it's just pshat, but Maskeb Hoda, Da'al Nisim Hoda, Yivot Tefila, because Al Nisim is Hoda, it is. Al Nisim, Al Borin, right? That's how it continues, actually. No Del Chal, Al Nisim, Al Borin, right? It's not really a full sentence. It's kind of a continuation. Right? We're thanking God, Al Nisim, Al Borin, right? Because there's no, it's just a sentence that doesn't work out, huh? Al Nisim, Al Borin, Gor, Sol, Chos, Al Machal, Shas, Yos, Sein, Mayim, 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 what about on all these things that you did? What? So in Tefillah, it's Modim, Anach, Melach, Shato, right? So you're in Modim, it's a continuation. Right? So it follows, it's a list of things that you're thanking God for, and you know the also. Right? So you have a bunch of owls. Right? So it's a hodah. But it's not a tefillah. Tefillah means it's not like a bakasha. Rachim is a request. Rachim is a request. And Yalav Yavav is also a request. Yalav Yavav Yagia, you should bring us and you should remember us and all that. And Ritzeva Ritzeva Yavav Shavazaki, right? It's also a request. So it's a tefillah. It's a tefillah. It's a bakashas. But Baal Nisim is a hoda, so therefore he says mention hoda. Right?
I have one question.
So you could say, the question is like... I was on this last night. Is it, if you say that you'd have it in... would you be saying Al Nisim? Maybe you would have said it differently. Right? Maybe you would have said something like Al Viava, Biyom HaChanukah, I don't know, maybe it would have to be different, but, right, maybe it would be different. The whole thing might have been different. Who's to say it would have been Al Nisim? Right? Maybe that's the question, is do you formulate a Hoda'a, or do you formulate a Bakasha? Right? You could learn that way. I almost started going that way, but then I see, I don't think Tosa's learned that way. Because Tosa says, "Maskir behoda, de alanisim hoda yivlo tefila," because alanisim is hoda, not tefila. But if the very machlokas where the question is, do you say alanisim? Do you say something else? Then what's this? Well, that's not an argument why you do hoda. That's just fine. So that's what alanisim is. But the question here is, do you do alanisim? Maybe you do something else. So it seems like he's taking it for granted that you're saying alanisim. That's what is niskan. That's what you do in tefila. That's what you're doing. Now the question is, where do you put it? Do you put it in hoda because it is hoda? What do you say? Bnei Yerushalayim, Ratatosus, Kimo Rosh Chodesh. Show me Yalav Bnei Yerushalayim. Right, you do it like you normally do, like Rosh Chodesh. You put it in Bnei Yerushalayim, right? Just like Yalav Yavo. But then it gets a little funny. Mishum the Yalav Yavo he tefilo tachanunim, and since Yalav Yavo is a tefila and it's tachanunim, tignuah be Bnei Yerushalayim davinami tefila, right? Because that's also a tefila, right? So you put it there. Ubiyurchatz Kimo Rosh Yitfila. So those. Why is the Yalav Yavo in there? It was in there because it's a tefillah, it's a bakasha, rachim is a bakasha. So we throw them to there. Yeah, but so then why are we doing that on, what's the argument to do Al Nisim there? Because Al Nisim isn't that. Right? Al Nisim isn't that. It seems like there are these givens, Al Nisim, Yalav Yavo, and you put them where they belong. So why would you say Al Nisim in Bnei Yerushalayim? Why would he even think to do that? What would be the sense to do that if it's the nature of what you're doing is a request, and here you're throwing in a hodah in the middle. I mean, it is a good question, though. It's like Al Hanisim just really doesn't make sense in the flow of the thing, you know? Right? Well, how does it go?
Want to eat some bread?
Yeah, I think those jelly donuts are like bread. Yeah. So it doesn't really fit. But I don't know. Maybe you'd have to wiggle it a little bit so that it would fit. You know? So I don't see it fitting. It seems you're going to have to, at least make it fit into the wording of the thing. Because Al Hanisim isn't a sentence. You know, it's the real thing. Maybe you say, at least one point, I don't know. Maybe you just put in like a word that says, that makes it into a sentence. Which is that, that you could do.
Doesn't it make that much more sense throwing it in Noda?
Well, it's a different problem.
I mean, does it?
Oh, in Noda? Yeah.
Problem,
no, I think it does, because I'll show you. I mean, not awesome, but pretty good. Pretty good. It's good, sometimes in line with what happens sometimes in Tfilos and whatever. It's like a run-on sentence or whatever, but it. I'll show you. Let me show you here. This thing doesn't have mentioning.
You want to get the article?
That's usually after Mincha, right?
At least in the art school, it is.
Oh, here we go. 464. Wow. All the way down. It's crazy. Like they stuck a bunch on the back.
The mention is 82.
On this one. Okay, so how does it go? It says, No dilcha Hashem Elokeinum. So we thank you, Hashem. Al shenchata lava sinu, that you inherited Yepikuit to our forefathers, our standards of Rechava, this great land, and also on the fact that you took us out of Mitzrayim, which is in the base of Adim, you redeemed us from the house of slaves, ve'al bris kleshachandus, and on the bris that you gave us, bris mila, ve'al tovas Hashem atanu, and on the Torah you taught us, ve'al chukach Hashem atanu, and on the laws which you made us known to us, this is what? And on, no delachot, it's going on all these things. Ve'al chayim chenu chesed shechon atanu, and on the great life that you, chesed that you've granted us with, ve'al chilas mazon shatazan, and on the food that you feed us, and you always satisfy us with, at all times, and on the miracles, so it's a list of things, and then it continues. And then you expand on it. You get into the thing. It tells the story, and then and on everything we thank you. Right? So it's like the culmination. Before you do alakol, which is like the summing it all up, so you throw in there at the end of the list of particulars, you throw in Al-Nisim, and you expand, and you expand. So that's fine. But Rachim is saying, have mercy on Israel, and Yishalayim, and on Sion, and on the Malchus Beit David, and on the great Beis Mikdash, Elokeinu is, or whatever, if you support us, and you feed us, and give us, give us a relief from all of our sorrows, and make us not dependent upon people, on man, but just only to be dependent upon you. And that we should never be embarrassed, and embarrassed forever. And on the miracles that you did. What do you mean, and on the miracles that you did in that time? What does that mean? It just doesn't flow. I mean, you just said, and make us never dependent, and never bring us to Busha, and on the miracles. And then you start, it just, so you have to, I think, or something, just to make it in context to fit in, just so that it's grammatically saying something. But I don't think it's from Tosas. Doesn't sound like you're going to mamish use a whole different thing. It sounds like Al-Nisim was set up, argued probably by Anshin Gola or not, whatever, whoever said it when they set up Hanukkah, but when this was Niskan, and it would seem like that's doesn't sound negotiable, at least from Tosas. I mean, maybe other Rishonim, I looked around at a fair amount of Rishonim, I didn't see anyone learning differently. Like, I wanted to learn that way.
Right.
But the only one who I saw saying anything was Tosus, and he doesn't really lend itself, right? You hear my proof. I don't think Tosus, you can say that in Tosus, that he's saying that the machlokas is what you use. You use Al Nisim to do something else.
Right.
Because then there's no proof to say that you do Hodah just because it's Hodah, Al Nisim is Hodah.
Right.
Yeah, but that's not the only question. The question is, do you do that?
Right. I agree with what they're saying. It just seems like it's funny that no one learned that way, that they maybe they would say something else.
I know. Well, that's what I thought. It's like, and I didn't see anyone learn that way. Tosas is learning this way.
Right.
So I might as well try to define Tosas, Come up with that. If I found someone, I would have liked to define him, But otherwise, it's hard to just make things up and then try to define, I don't know. It's like a chiddush a little bit. Because it could be, look, it's a given. I'll make something that's set up. You can't just make up your own thing. I was in the middle of my chiddush last night. I was about to go there. Because it's just a mosque here. I know what he's saying. He's just a masker, so he's a masker, whatever, you mention it. So when he says, say, don't listen, what are you masker? When it says, Odo or Racha or Boni Shalim, it's not a matter of location, it's what are you masker? What do you do? Do you do Oda and masker at Oda, or do you make some sort of a request and masker there somehow, whatever? Right? I know, you could definitely, you know, the Gemara lends itself to interpretation. It's a little bit of a, you know, it's a little bit loose, but it's not, you know, it's fine, I think, in the Gemara. But Tosus definitely has lent away, and I didn't see. I looked at the Ridva, the Rashba, and the Ravan, and the Iri, and the Tosus Rid, and the Rash. I mean, I was, you know, I was looking really, I wanted to find someone who did that, but, you know. Something like this. Okay, similar stuff to what you guys are saying. But maybe, I'm not, there's two different directions in the same Svara, so we'll have to kind of see how it comes out. But let's look at benching a little bit. Okay, so benching you have, it's kind of, in benching there's kind of a progression of ideas, I would say. Okay. You have, starting with mazon. You know, Hazan, the bracha, Hazan is a call. God is Hazan, right? All right. Then you have on the Aretz, right? The Aretz v'al Mazon. So the Aretz is like it's going away from the land, more abstract a little bit. It's still tied with the land. I'm sorry, it's going away from the food a little bit, but to more abstract. It's not just that God feeds us, but He gave us the Aretz and the Mazon. So the Mazon comes from the right. Comes from the land, so it's like you're branching out. You're starting off just by eating, and you're thanking God or praising God for the food. But then you're saying, "Oh, this food is really a part of the aretz, al aretz v'al mazon." Right? You're expanding. Your shevach is going outwards. It's grabbing you on your svia on the food, but then it's bringing you to a further shevach, to the mazon, you know, to the land and the, you know, the mazon and to the land, and then. It goes to the land, I guess, brings into play larger things, right? The Yerushalayim and the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash and all that stuff, right? Mikdash, basically, but Yerushalayim and the Mikdash, the whole thing is the land. It's like a more, it's even a further, it's not just the land, and the land is like a place where we get to get food on, but the land's value is tied into Mikdash, Yerushalayim, you know, the Shem Hashem, right, the Alba is like Shinika Shimcha Alav, right, and then Bona Yerushalayim. So it's like you kind of get to the person who's full from food, and works him towards the highest shevach, which is for Shem Hashem and Kiddush Hashem of the Beis Mikdash. You know, but it goes in steps. Right, it goes in steps. From the land, which is also for the food, which then is a hook to the land, which then is a hook to the godless of the land, so to speak, is a. I think as they say, I think as they say is on the Mazon. And Allah Aretz is Beres Aretz, is the second bracha. Hatova, I think is the, maybe it's the Beis Mikdash or something, or maybe it's Hashem, that's not, I forget, you have to see it, whatever. I think a little bit more working on, I remember in brachas. So the idea is like there's a progression here, right? Okay. There's a progression. So, now, if you'd ask, forgetting about, now, what's interesting is like that you could talk about the progression of benching insofar as the ideational content of the brachas. And the ideational, that's what I've just been doing, is the one's about the food, one's about the land and the food, the other's about Yerushalayim and Mikdash and all that stuff, right? But then you could talk about the brachas not in their ideational content, but in the form of that content. Is it a Shevach? Is it a Bakasha? Is it a Da? Right, I guess the first bracha sounds like is a shevach, right? The second bracha is hoda. The third bracha is vakasha. I don't know why it is that way, but that's the way it happened to be. Whatever it is, and it probably has an explanation, but that's just a fact. Shevach, look at it. Shevach hoda vakasha. Right. So the brachos could be viewed from the framework of their content, ideational content, and from the framework of their the form which they take. What's the action? Are you requesting? Are you thanking? Are you requesting? Are you praising? Right? Okay. Now, if I ask you in terms of the style, so which one does Al Nisim fit into? The form, which one does Al Nisim fit into? The form is Adah. It's Adah. Clearly. But if I ask you in terms of the content, ideational content, which one Al Nisim belongs fits in? Which one Al Nisim fits into?
None.
None? Okay.
Try again.
Okay, well, what was the punchline of the Al Nisim, of the miracle? What's the punchline of the miracle?
The reestablishment of the Mikdash?
Right. L'cha asis Hashem gadol v'kadosh ba'olamecha. Right? The Shem Hashem was established. Am chay shal tishul gadola. And then, v'akim ba'ol v'sechol fi v'sechol v'kubash was, right? It was the reestablishment of the Mikdash. Right? Chanukah sabayi. That's like we lay in Chanukah, right? Chanukah, we lay in about the Chanukah, the Nisim, the setting up of the Mikdash. Really, the kiyum of the whole Nes, and that's like the menorah, is that they were able to reestablish the Mikdash. And to L'chotzi Shem Gol 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 V'Kadosh Bala Mecha. Shem Hashem is in Skadesh. Right? It wasn't just a military victory, but it was a victory which brought about the Mikdash and Yerushalayim, and brought everything, all this stuff which Rachem talks about. And like Marty mentioned, Rachem is asking God to be Merachem on the base of Mikdash. Right? On the Yerushalayim and on the Mikdash, and which is destroyed, it's broken, right? They're asking him to be Merachem on it. And this is an example. Right? And in your great Rachmanos Rachim, you did this. It's like an instance of what we're asking God to do. We're asking God to have Rabbi Rachim on us and on the Mikdash and all that stuff. And that actually happened one time in history, or at least one time in the story of Hanukkah. So in content, and we ask for Rabbi Segel Shem Kashim Cholof, right? And that's what he says. So it's like through the Mikdash you're establishing the Shem Hashem. So in content, it really is very related to Mikdash, right? The theme of the thing is very related to Mikdash, very related to that bracha. So, and I'm not sure this is what Tosis is saying, but maybe we'll get there in a second. But you see, the natural question is that they've taken Al Hanisim, which is a pre-made thing. It was constructed for Tefillah. Right, it was. See, that's why it's Al Nisim. That was get constructed at the time of thing for Tefillah. Right, that's why it's constructed, because the days were set up for Hallel Adah, and you had to set up. They set up Al Nisim that you're doing Tefillah. Now you on your own, you want to mention it in benching. Now the question is, where are you going to put it? So this is the text. This is what it is. Now, insofar as the action, where does it fit? Insofar as the Maisa that you're doing, the form in which you're talking about, it's Adah and it belongs in Adah. So far as the ideational content of the thing, it really belongs in Rachim. It belongs in Rachim. So especially which order to put it. Right? You can't, there's no mix. You can't, it would be best if we could, like I guess, construct it. I don't know, maybe it wouldn't be Adah. I'm not really sure, but this is just the way it is. Right? So it's like either way it doesn't quite fit. It's like if you put it in Noda, you know this talking about thanking God on, like, it's kind of what you're saying. It's thanking God on the land, on the arts, and on the Muslims. It's not talking about Yerushalayim and the Mikdash and all those things. I mean, it's not just a laundry list of every random thing we can thank God for. I mean, Modim is that. Modim and Tefillah. It's a whole, you know. But here the Noda is, it's tied in with the arts and the Torah, but it's not, it stops at the, I mean, it gets to the Torah and the mitzvahs. But it doesn't like go through all, you know, the history of the further developments. It kind of stops before Yerushalayim even in the Mikdash. It's an early stage type of thing. So putting in the in content, putting Al Nisim there is kind of off. But if you're putting it in Rachim, it fits perfectly in terms of the content. But you're throwing a Hodah in the middle of a Bakasha. So it's like either way you go, you got a kind of a problem, right? And the good thing. Let's go with this. So again, I'm just pointing out it's not so smooth in Tosos. Because Tosos sounds like he's saying is that the reason why it's in the Shalim is like Rosh Chodesh and Ne'alveh, like Rosh Chodesh and, right? Like Rosh Chodesh and Ne'alveh. But it has nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with that, that's what I'm saying. It has to do with because the content. Right? Sounds from Tosos that it's because the location somehow is a good location to add stuff. But the problem is if you go with Tosos to play Mishnah, at the end of Tosos, he says, that, and oh, and why is Yalviyavah the place where we mention it? Yerushalayim the place where we do it? Because that's the Tefillah. So that's why we put it there. Yeah, but that doesn't explain why Al Nisim would be there. That's, if you're saying there's a reason why that's the place to add stuff, then fine. Then you don't need to say because of the Tefillah, say that's the place to add stuff. So it seems like Tosfos himself is somewhat self-contradictory. So I'm ignoring Tosfos, sorry, on Tosfos. I'm not going with his svara for that part. I'm saying, but I think this is a good question. I mean, my svara is like a good natural question. Is that you see Yael Nisim, let's go to bring the svara back because we have to finish the Gemara with it. But is that Yael Nisim is in form is Hoda'a, but in content is really about Yushalayim and the Mikdash and Rachmanas, God having Rachmanas on the Mikdash, which is exactly what Rachim is asking for. Right? So what are you going to do? Which one do you follow? Right? Do you extend your hodos to include Mikdash and all that, the events of Hanukkah, or do you expand on your bakasha to give an instance of where that bakasha was Meguyam? So to speak, right? In the form of hodah. Right? It kind of, it's not, it's a little bit of a digression, but like you could be thanking someone. I'm sorry, you could be making a request. You know, request of your parent, let's say, please get me a car. Oh, I wanted to thank you. Remember, you got me that car that time, and it was great, and all that. Oh, yeah, now it's back to the request. Like, it kind of, it does, there's a flow into it. It's not a very unified structure that you'd want in a bracha, but it's not totally absurd, like what you're doing, you know? There's a segue like that. Yeah, okay, so the question is, so let's say that's the question. So what's the resolution? Kitzvila. Yeah, but by tefillah, is that in tefillah you kind of have a similar thing? I mean, I see it tells the point of whatever, but you have a similar thing. Right? Bishay Israel return the avoda to the Beis Hamikdash. Right, so similar kind of a thing. So in the middle of that, we could give, here's an instance that God did that. Right? The avoda was stopped because of the Ivanim, and then God did it. So it's really the same type of thing. And then in Modim, are you talking in Modim about the Mikdash? No. Right? It's more general, universal things. Right? You're not really mentioning Mikdash. Mikdash is a particular issue I'm mentioning. So in content, you have the same, really the same question by Tefillah. But what do you see they did over there? You see over there it's an Oda? Right? You see over there it's an Oda? So we do the same thing here. So it kind of begs the question, though. Why is it an Oda there? Right? Is it like enlightening, or is it just saying, look, let's copy that? Copy that.
What's the question?
You follow this last, the fact that in Tefillah you have the same kind of question. But in Tefillah you see you do it in Oda.
Right.
Right? Not in Rotzei, which would be, you know, which really would be more appropriate in context because it's about the Mikdash and talking about God.
Right.
But so I'm saying, so but why, so it's saying do like in Tefillah, Tefillah already resolved it. Yeah, so why in Tefillah do we do it that way?
Why in Tefillah do we do it in Oda?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, is it just, look, we don't know. I don't know which way to do it, but look, whatever they do in Tefillah, let's just copy that. Could say that, but could we get more insight into that?
Where would another person feel
Tefillah? Is he asking God to bring back the, you know, and that's what basically happened in the Mikdash, right? There was a seed, look at Ashkacha, we lost the menorah and all that, and then they had the mace and they brought it back. So it really fits into the content of the bracha. Or maybe you could find other places, maybe from the Yishalayim, or whatever, I don't know, there can be other places. It's not, in content, I mean, it could be in Ritzei, it doesn't have to be, it could be in Yishalayim, or something like that, right? Probably Yishalayim, you could say, whatever. There are different places. But it doesn't have to be there. It doesn't have to, Modim, it doesn't in content have anything to do with it. It's just that it so does. So what's the answer to why in Tefillah do we do it there? Rashi, the answer is true, that Rashi says why. The whole takana of Hanukkah was that it's days of Halal Noda. Right? So the idea is where are we going to do Halal, where are we going to do our Hoda? So that was takana. In setting up days of Hoda, they were looking for a place of Hoda, where are you going to give Hoda? So the saying is they went to Tefillah, and Tefillah is the place where we do Hoda, and they added it into the Hoda. So it's like the whole takana is the takana of Hoda. Right? It's in benching, it's not a takana of Hoda. It's really just because presuming Nisa, you see, you want to mention it. It's another opportunity to mention Nisa. So Now the question is now the Hodah is just kind of the form which it takes. It's not essentially a Takan of Hodah. So now you can look at the form, you can look at the content, you can go either way. But in Tefillah, that was the whole Takana. Was Takana, let's give Hodah. Where are we going to give Hodah? So I and content, there are other places to put it, but the whole Takana is Takana's Hodah. So expanding upon the Hodah of Tefillah, that's why they're going to Tefillah. So Tefillah, it goes that way. Now they're saying is, given that that's the Takana of Al HaNisim, and that's it's an Hodah, it sounds like he's saying is that it's appropriate, the problem is resolved. Now if you want to use it in benching, so you should follow that model. Follow the model. Which is there? Is it just because let's copy that, or is there? Is that compelling? Say, look, given that that's what we're doing there, it makes sense. But here, maybe it doesn't. Right, that's the question. Is there something more to say, or is that just, look, we're not going to change the way they did it? Because you could say, yeah, but it's going to make sense, but here it doesn't. So back to the same question. Maybe it's that what's the determinant whether you'll go by the content or you'll go by the form, right? Further in that question, right? What's the determinant of that? Is it just, I mean, it's a nice, you know, the definition, but like, what does that depend upon? How do you resolve that? So maybe what it comes down to is what's the essence of Al HaNisim? Is Al HaNisim essentially a Hodah? Or is if that's the case, then you're going to go by the content, by the form. Right? Or do you say Al HaNisim is essentially a recounting of the events, the content, the ideational content of Al HaNisim, and the form, the way you do it is through Hodah, because that's appropriate. Like, what's the idea of Al HaNisim? Essentially. Because there's two aspects to it. It's essentially that since there was a naz, we have to give Hodah, and in doing so, we expand and we talk about all the ideas and all that, but essentially, it's an agavra giving Hodah. Or do you say essentially it's telling a story, but the way you tell the story, since the story benefited you, is you tell the story by couching it in a Hodah. Right, what's the essence of Al HaNisim? And that will determine how you, if you say it's essentially giving Hodah, then you can put in Hodah. The content doesn't quite fit. Yeah, but essentially it's Hodah. If it's essentially telling a story about the Mikdash and all that, so then it belongs in Rachim. It's Hodah. Okay, fine, whatever. But the essence of the thing isn't the Hodah part. The essence of the thing is the story, and the story belongs in the content in Rachim. But it's saying is that you see from Tefillah that the essence of Al HaNisim is the Hodah. That's what it was set up for, and it was there was a need for Hodah, and they coined the tefillah of Al HaNisim, which is Hodah, and they put it in Hodah, even though it doesn't really fit in terms of the content, because the essence of the thing is a Maaseh Hodah, and it's true, it has content and ideas and all that, which may belong in other brachos, but you see from tefillah, that's not the way they put it, because it really, its essence is the idea of giving Hodah. So if that's the case, then in benching also, same thing. Whereas you have a test case to determine the nature. That's what he showed him. That's what Rashi showed him. But whether you do go based on the kanda or this is based upon what's the essence of the thing. Now, the essence of the thing, you could look at how it was set up. And then you could glean from tefillah that what was the essence of it and how it was set up. You glean from it because you know, like Rashi saying, lahalo daniskana, if you knew that. Or you could just glean from it, just look where they put it. So you see that that's the essence of the thing.